Cried for 2 days. I gave it to the boy down the street that didn't have any. It was hard. And it was even harder when I saw him get on that bike and ride right past my house. That was... Never forget that. His name was Machua Chang. I'll never forget that moment. It's hard to sacrifice, but today we're going to be challenged to sacrifice. Jesus says these words: if anyone wants to come after me, they need to deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. We're challenged to live lives of sacrifice, and the only reason we can do it is because Jesus sacrificed his life for us and gave himself completely up for us. Some announcements to share with the congregation this morning. The first is an important one. Warren Sonow's memorial service will be this Thursday at 11 a.m. here at Peace, and there will be a lunch reception to follow this Thursday, September 7th at 11 a.m. Secondly, I would point out that the newsletters are ready for September, so please, please check your mailboxes. There's lots of information and lots of things coming to Peace, including Bible studies, some workshops that are becoming to Peace, so do pay attention to the newsletter this month. And then next week, of course, we're changing to our normal hours and times here at Peace, which means this. Choir is at 8:30, choir practice. 9:45 is the beginning of Sunday school with our opening here in the sanctuary. And then worship is at 11 o'clock next week. We kick that off. And it is, of course, rally day. We are going to have an 8-week course. It's going to be very exciting. It's going to be on 8 significant moments in Martin Luther's life. And this will also challenge our own walk with the Lord as we learn more about the Reformation, but also about how we should have a relationship with God and with our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. So that starts next week. And then also in the worship, I'll be starting a 5-week sermon series as well. So I just wanted to let you all know that, because next week we're really going full gear. So you got 1 week to kind of sleep and recover and get ready. Next week we're going full bore here at Peace. And then I'm going to pass it off, and then I have a final announcement, too, about our worship this morning. But Ellen, would you please share?
Well, Jim's out of town, and so I'm kind of at a loss with the computer. He's my guru for that. I've been sending out messages about the food for the service for Warren, and some of you may have gotten it once, some of it 3 or 4 times, some of them not at all. Anyway, just in case, there's sign-up sheets on the round table in the narthex this morning, so feel free to add your name, and I appreciate all who have responded so far. Thanks.
I just want to remind the ladies that we are going to have our Ladies Guild on Friday, this Friday at 1 o'clock, and then we'll go back to the Thursdays on the rest of the year. Next Sunday is also Mite Box Sunday, we ring. And then September the 19th, Tuesday, I know this is down, but I don't think I'll be here to announce it, is June's Kids Closet at 1 o'clock.
Excellent. Thank you, Peggy. A couple of worship notes before we begin our worship this morning. A section of our worship today is going to come out of the green hymnal. It will not be projected up in front of you. So you'll need to have your green books handy, your green hymnals handy for those moments. And so if you just turn the page to page 2, you'll see that there's going to be the Kyrie and the Hymn of Praise. You'll need your hymn books for that. And then on page 5 for the offertory, and on page 4 for the offertory, and page 5 for the Great Thanksgiving. Just a heads up there. The final hymn, Now Thank We All Our God, we will have that projected. The hymn number on that is 533. 533 in the green. Did I get that wrong? For the... Yes. Yes. The final hymn, however, Now Thank We All Our God, is hymn number 533 in the back of the hymnal. And it'll all be projected, the final hymn. So I think now that I've confused everyone, it's time to worship. Thank you for a smile, Max. I appreciate that.